This is Miss Maley's class reading Where the Wild Things Are by Maury Sendak. The night Max wore his wolf suit
and made mischief.
Of the worst. No, of the one kind. Of one kind.
And another.
His mother called him
Wild Thing. And Max said,
I'll eat you up.
So he was sent to bed.
Without eating anything.
That very night in Max's room,
a forest grew and grew and grew until the ceiling hung with vines.
And the walls became the world all around.
And an ocean tumbled by.
With a private boat! For Max. And he salted off through the night and day.
And in and out of weeks.
And almost over a year.
To where the wild things are.
And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they
roared their terrible roars.
And gnashed their terrible teeth. And rolled their terrible eyes.
And showed their terrible claws.
Till Max said,
be still, and tamed them with magic trick
of starring into all their yellow arts
without blinking once.
And they were frightened and called him
the most wild thing of all,
and made him king of all wild things.
And now let the wild rumpus start. Pause now, stop.
And sent the wild things off to bed.
Without their supper and Max.
The king of all the wild things said,
I'm lonely.
And wanted to be where someone loved him best of all.
Then all around, from far away, across the world,
he smelled good things to eat. So he said,
I'll give up being king of where the wild things are.
But the wild things cried,
Don't go.
We'll eat you up.
We love you so.
And Max said,
no.
The wild things roared their terrible roars.
And gnashed their terrible teeth.
And rolled their terrible eyes.
And showed their terrible claws.
But Max stepped into his private boat.
Waved goodbye.
And sailed back. Almost over a year, and in and out of weeks, and through a day, and into the night of my own room, where he found his supper waiting for him, and it was